Before you do anything else, go ahead and subscribe. I don't care if it's the paid subscription or just to get notifications. You know you want to. Hit that button. Ever wondered why people stay in certain situations? Have you ever wondered why you stayed in a certain type of relationship, friendship, or courtship? Understand that people don't sign up for toxic relationships and connections. They kind of get in it without realizing it and have a hard time pulling out of it. In this episode, I will be discussing signs that you might be in a toxic relationship. So if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Hi, and welcome back to the Dating While Black podcast. I'm your host, Dee, and today we are talking about a critical topic, toxic relationships. We will, in this episode, help you determine if you're in one and provide guidance on what to do if you are. Now, I will say most of us know we're in some toxic mess, right? Regardless if we are the toxic person or if someone brings it out in us or if we just happen to be in one of those volatile relationships. Now, being in a relationship that brings a lot of turmoil and sadness and a lot of confusion, that by no way is a laughing matter. And a toxic relationship is one that is harmful, both emotionally and sometimes physically. It's a type of relationship that consistently brings a person down rather than lifting you up. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't some great times, some times in which you're happy and on top of the world, but in toxic relationships, there's this roller coaster of emotions that you and your partner go through just because of how the relationship is set up, how it's going, how you guys communicate, and how you cope with certain conflicts and issues. Now, there are some signs that everyone needs to be aware of to really and truly determine where you're at. Because like I stated in the preview, no one signs up for this. They just kind of end up in it. And especially if this is someone that you really care about or that you really, really love, you may start to give concessions and start to turn the blind eye and start to just ignore and accept. And people accept things for various reasons. But recognizing the signs are key. So here are some signs to look out for. Consistent criticism. It's fine for a partner to point out certain things for you or about you or the things that you are doing in order to help you, right? But if you feel that there are constantly nitpicking at you and constantly criticizing you, that is something that can be considered toxic and harmful. Now, I'm all good for a person giving me some input and some suggestions and really and truly some great things that I can change in the spirit of improvement. But there are also some things that, you know, you just can tell that it's not coming from a good space. Manipulation is another sign. And a lot of times people don't realize they're being manipulated. The people on the outside can see it, your friends, your family, and just people that just might even not even know you well, but know your story. If a person is manipulating you, you may not even be able to tell the signs. But if you feel or suspect that you are in a toxic situation because no healthy person feels the need or the desire to manipulate the person that they are dating or with. Another sign of a toxic relationship is one in which there is a power play of control, right? People are always not always, some people, I try to watch out by saying always, but sometimes you deal with a person who is a complete control freak. They want to control your every move, your thought, your opinions. They want to be in control, and the lack of control makes them feel inferior and a lot of times uncomfortable and insecure. So in order for them to maintain that balance of what they need, which is unhealthy, they feel the need to control their partners. Or if you feel as if you are walking on eggshells, you're dealing with a person maybe with a fragile ego, or that is always being offended. The desire, the need, excuse me, not the desire, but the feeling of the need to walk on eggshells, not to erupt the volcano or to awake the volcano, is something that you really and truly need to consider, because you should be able to be comfortable, to be confident in who you are, and to communicate with your partner without the fear of them blowing up or not approving. If you can relate to some of these, it's time to take a closer look. Now, there are plenty of other signs, but for respect for time, in this episode, I just examined those few. Now, toxic relationships can take a toll on both your emotional and well-being. They can lead to anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. Recognizing this is the first step. A lot of people don't give or lend credit to how critical the idea or critical the act of acknowledging the impact of toxicity. Now, take a moment to really and truly reflect when you have time on your relationship. Do you often experience those type of signs? Do you find yourself unhappy more than not? If so, it's time for you to really and truly have a one-on-one with yourself. If you suspect that you are in this type of relationship, it is essential to reach out to a trusted person, a friend, someone that you can trust, your circle, your tribe, or even a therapist. It's also important for you to set boundaries, prioritize self-care, and remember that you deserve happiness and respect. It does not matter what phase or stage you are in the dating process. It does not matter if you are in a relationship or not. You deserve your boundaries to be respected, and happiness as well as respect. In just 10 minutes, under 10 minutes, I'm doing good. We've covered the basics of toxic relationships. Remember that everyone has, let me back up. Let me not just do that. A lot of people have experienced toxic relationships. And if you've ever been in one, it is a harrowing experience. And kudos to you if you've ever overcome and got out of one and learned lessons from it. Sometimes our experiences, even though we don't want to deal with them or go through them, sometimes they are there for us to share with other people who may be dealing with the same thing. Sometimes it just makes us stronger as human beings. I want to tell you that a toxic relationship is not even a relationship. It is a situation that you and another party engage in under the guise of being happy. It is clear anyone that is dealing with a toxic person really and truly need to reevaluate themselves, because I'm telling you, your happily ever after is not with a person that makes you feel those type of emotions I shared in this episode. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Date Noir Black podcast. If you found this information helpful, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And stay tuned for more episodes on relationships and self-improvement. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.